With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More violence today in Los Angeles. Police and ICE agents have battled hundreds of demonstrators who are protesting the arrest of illegal immigrants. A White House spokesman calls it, quote, an insurrection against the United States. U.S. officials will meet with the Chinese delegation in London Monday for the next round of trade talks. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restore exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
Well, China expert and author Gordon Chang says he's not surprised by the arrest of two Chinese nationals for smuggling a biological pathogen into the United States.
Agriculture is a core of American society, and we cannot allow the Chinese to weaken it or destroy it. It's very important, food mentality in China, because they're not food self-sufficient. We are, but China would like to make sure that we are not.
U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. Labor Department says hiring fell from a revised 147,000. Federal judge has blocked a Texas law that for decades gave college students without legal residency in the U.S. access to reduced in-state tuition. Law was one of the first in the nation to allow students without residency legally to attend public colleges as the same cost as in-state residents. This is SRN News. A new look at gay marriage around the world.
According to a study from the Pew Research Center, the practice is primarily an affectation of the West. So far, 40 countries have legalized homosexual unions, and almost none of them are in Africa or Asia. Gay marriage has been embraced in Western Europe, North America, and in some countries in South America. It's also a relatively recent phenomenon. The first nation to legalize same-sex marriage was the Netherlands in 2001. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT people in the United States say transgender individuals more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. New poll finds most LGBT adults believe there's a great deal of fair amount of acceptance for lesbian and gay people, but about half say that's not true for those who are transgender. The vigorous promotion of transgenderism has sparked quite a backlash. This is SRN News. Customers mourning the loss of a major fabrics outlet now have another choice. We have more on that story from correspondent Keith Peters.
Craft labels from the now-shuttered fabric seller Joann are making their way to a new home, Michaels. The Michaels companies announced it had completed a purchase of Joann's intellectual property and private label brands in an acquisition that arrives as the Texas-based crafting chain works to expand its own fabric, sewing, and yarn offerings. Financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. Joann announced it would be going out of business back in February. Keith Peters, Washington.
On Wall Street Friday, stocks ended the week higher and very heavy trading yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 443 points on the day. The NASDAQ up 231. S&P ahead 61 points. More details at srnnews.com.